In New York City today, the defense attorney for a convicted terrorist leader was herself convicted of aiding terrorism. Jurors found that Lynn Stewart helped her client, Egyptian Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, communicate with his followers from solitary confinement in prison. Outside the courthouse today, she was emotional and defiant.
I will fight on. I'm not giving up. I know I committed no crime. I know what I did was right.
Mark Hamblett has been covering the case for the New York Law Journal. He joins us from the federal courthouse in Manhattan. And Mark, this verdict has been a long time coming. The jury got this case back on January 12th. What was the reaction when the verdict was read?
Well, Lynn herself sort of leaned forward and began crying. The whole left side of the courtroom was packed with her supporters, and people sort of gasped and then began sobbing. I think they were stunned that she was convicted of particularly the top count, which is providing material support to a terrorist group.
Now, walk us through these charges against Lynn Stewart. What exactly was she convicted of doing?
Well, the premise for the whole prosecution was that Sheikh Abdelrahman, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy against the United States back in 1995, had held such sway over his followers in the Islamic group in Egypt that a single word from him could trigger a wave of violence and terror attacks against the Egyptian government and tourists and civilians in Egypt. They were so concerned about this that they imposed special administrative measures designed to silence him and banned any contact with the outside world. Lynn Stewart signed two promises to abide by those restrictions, and the government says that she acted as a willing conduit for the Islamic group by passing messages to the Sheikh and particularly reading a press release from him in 2000 in which the Sheikh withdrew his support for a self-declared ceasefire on terror attacks by the Islamic group. Lynn said she was just doing her job as an attorney. The government said she crossed the line and that she essentially lit the fuse for renewed violence in Egypt.
Well, Lynn Stewart did take the stand in her own defense. What was her defense?
Her defense was that even though the restrictions forbade her from communicating to Islamic group in particular, that there was a bubble or some room to maneuver for her to do her job as an attorney, and that the restrictions could not have placed an absolute gag order on the Sheikh, that she still had the duty to zealously represent her client, not just to meet with him in prison about his prison conditions, but to allow a small window into his cell from the outside world.
You mentioned that Lynn Stewart's supporters had filled at least half of the courtroom. She has a long history in New York of defending unpopular clients.
Yes, and she had to take the witness stand and defend not only her history as an attorney, which she was quite proud of, but also her history of defending those unpopular clients. And on the witness stand, she was questioned repeatedly by the prosecution team about comments she made advocating violence in certain scenarios or settings. She's an opponent of the capitalist system. Those were pretty telling moments at the trial. The juror got to see her say that the system is wrong and unfair, and in certain circumstances, violence is justified.
How much did the attacks of September 11th come into play in this trial?
Well, it's virtually any case that's related to terror, and some that are not, that happens in the federal courthouse downtown. No case goes by without someone saying, you know, just a few blocks away, the towers were taken down. The thing that hung over the trial and the most controversial aspect of it was the prosecution's ability to bring Osama bin Laden into the trial. Now, Michael Tigar, who represents Lynn Stewart, said this was so inflammatory, so prejudicial, that any instruction that Judge John Codal gave to the jury regarding the fact that Osama bin Laden is not in this case or not part of the charged conspiracy would just be lost, and that the case, in the defense's view, was being tried in a climate of fear.
Lynn Stewart has said she'll appeal this verdict. What possible sentence could she face?
Technically, under the statute, she could get 30 years. Attorneys who are close to the case estimate it might be in a range of somewhere between 18 and 20 years, with the bulk of that sentence being the material support for terrorism count.
Mark Hamblett, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Mark Hamblett of the New York Law Journal talking about the conviction today of defense attorney Lynn Stewart on charges of aiding terrorism.